Unconventional. This is the story of Chateau Figeac in Saint-Emilion, Bordeaux, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. There is a Roman water supply system still visible on the grounds of Chateau Figeac. It dates from the 2nd century AD, when a Gallo-Roman landowner named Figeacus built his villa on a rise of gravel-rich soil at the northwestern tip of what would one day become the most contested appellation in Bordeaux. The name stuck. The land did not change hands so much as it passed through them, through medieval lords, merchant families, and eventually winemakers, accumulating history in layers as deep as its unusual soils, especially its unconventional gravel. To understand Figeac is to understand why it feels, in some important senses, like it does not belong in Saint-Emilion at all. Most of the great estates in this appellation sit on limestone-rich plateaus and clay soils that favor Merlot, lush, plump, and approachable young. Figeac sits on something rarer. Three ancient Gunzian gravel outcrops composed of quartz and flint laid atop iron-rich blue clay. This geological formation, far more common in the Médoc and Pessac than in Saint-Emilion, explains, better than anything, what makes the wine taste the way it does. The gravel drains superbly, forcing vines to root deep in search of water and nutrients, yielding fruit with density, firm tannins, and tension rather than plush opulence. It also absorbs and reflects heat, extending the growing season and allowing even late-ripening Cabernet Sauvignon to reach full physiological maturity in a region where that variety has historically struggled. The result is a vineyard that, almost uniquely in Saint-Emilion, is planted to 35% Cabernet Sauvignon, 35% Cabernet Franc, and 30% Merlot, a composition far closer to the left bank than to its neighbors on the plateau. This is why many describe Figeac as the most Médoc-like of Saint-Emilion. The description is apt, but incomplete. The wine has a precision and aromatic lift that the Médoc's gravels do not quite replicate. It is its own thing, born of terrain and a mix of varieties that exists nowhere else in the appellation. The estate encompasses 54 hectares in total, with 41 planted to vines. Average vine age runs around 35 to 40 years across the property, though certain parcels contain vines well over a century old. These older plants, with their deep root systems and naturally low yields, contribute disproportionately to the wine's complexity and vertical structure. History. For most of the Middle Ages, the Figeac estate was ecclesiastically and then feudally administered, passing in and out of noble hands over centuries. It was in the 16th and 17th centuries that the property began to coalesce into something recognizable as a wine estate. By the 18th century, Figeac was one of the largest and most significant landholdings in the region. So substantial, in fact, that it eventually gave birth to a constellation of neighboring estates. Properties now bearing Figeac in their names, Jan Figeac, Latour Figeac, and others, were all, at various points, parceled off from the original domain. Most remarkably, the parcel that would become Cheval Blanc was sold out of the Figeac estate in the mid-1830s. Knowing this, the proximity and occasional resemblance of the two wines makes a different kind of sense. The Manoncourt family acquired the chateau in 1892, and it remains in their hands today. The turning point in the estate's modern identity came in 1947, when Thierry Manoncourt took over management at the age of 29. Trained as an agricultural engineer, an unusual background for a Bordeaux proprietor of that era, Manoncourt approached the vineyards with scientific precision and a willingness to challenge received wisdom. With an eloquent, gentlemanly demeanor that belied his stubbornness, he was not short on opinions, and he was unafraid to voice them. The most consequential test of that stubbornness came in 1956, when a devastating frost wiped out nearly half of his vines, forcing a large-scale replanting. Rather than following convention, primarily Merlot, with a supporting role for Cabernet Franc, as was the norm, Manoncourt decided to use the calamity as an opportunity. He replanted with roughly equal proportions of all three varieties, giving Cabernet Sauvignon over a third of the vineyard. In the Saint-Emilion of the 1950s, this would have struck most observers as eccentric at best. Manoncourt knew better. He knew Figeac. The genius of that decision has only deepened with time. The drought-resistant character of Cabernet Sauvignon, long underappreciated on the right bank, has proven increasingly valuable in an era of climate change, lending freshness and structural backbone in hot, dry vintages that push Merlot toward overripeness. Manoncourt could not have foreseen global warming, but he knew his terroir. Among his other innovations, a second wine created as early as 1945 and temperature-controlled stainless steel tanks introduced in 1971. Both practices that would not become common across Bordeaux for decades. Beyond the estate, he served as first jurat of Saint-Emilion for 23 years and helped found the Union des Grands Crus de Bordeaux, shaping how Bordeaux wine was understood and sold internationally. Manoncourt's relationship with the critical establishment was not always smooth. Robert Parker, whose influence over Bordeaux on Primeur was at its peak during the 1980s and 90s, described some of Figeac's wines as tart, lean, austere, and herbaceous. Manoncourt eventually stopped sending his wines to Parker for review, on the grounds that Parker neither understood his wines nor understood Figeac. He said so plainly to anyone who asked. Yet even Parker, in his more lucid moments, conceded the point. Of the 1990 vintage, he noted it bears more than a casual resemblance to its renowned neighbor, Cheval Blanc. And of the 2000, he wrote that when Figeac fires on all cylinders, one can understand why tasters believe it is as complex as Cheval Blanc. It was a backhanded compliment, but a compliment nonetheless. Manoncourt died in 2010 at the age of 92, having never seen his dream of a Premier Grand Cru Classé, a classification, fulfilled. That recognition came 12 years later in the 2022 revision of the Saint-Emilion hierarchy, a bittersweet vindication for his family and the team he had shaped. Modern winemaking. The story of Figeac's modern renaissance is also, in no small part, the story of Frédéric Fay. He arrived at the estate in August 2002 as a 21-year-old trainee, not yet finished with his winemaking and viticulture studies at Bordeaux University, having done a brief stint under Michel Roland. He famously cleaned the windows on his first day. He stayed, working under Manoncourt's direct guidance, and after Thierry's death in 2010, became technical director, then managing director in 2013. The continuity was intentional. Fay had absorbed Manoncourt's thinking at close range for nearly a decade. Today, the estate is guided by Manoncourt's wife, Marie-France, and daughters, Hortense Idoine Manoncourt and Blandine Debrie Manoncourt, alongside Fay. When asked about Manoncourt's style, Fay set the word aside entirely. "I knew Thierry very well," he said. What they had shared, he explained, was not a style, but an obsession. An obsession with the DNA of Figeac. That obsession, under Fay's direction, translated into a more rigorous approach in both the vineyard and the cellar. "From 2015, we began working differently in the vineyard," Fay has said. "We aimed for much more precision in the vineyard, harvesting more strategically, requiring the use of smaller vats. We harvest only when ripe, and we have lessened the extraction. We no longer add any sulfur dioxide during fermentation, only a little after malolactic." The result was a marked and sustained upturn in consistency. The inconsistency of previous decades, rooted partly in trend resistance and partly in imprecision, was steadily addressed. In 2018, Figeac undertook an unusually rigorous study of its own land, commissioning a 25-person team from the University of Dijon, who used electrical conductivity mapping, backhoe excavated soil pits, and drone-based hyperspectral imaging to build a detailed picture of the variation across the property. The choice of Dijon researchers was deliberately unconventional. Outsiders bring a freshness of perspective that the familiar cannot. The study directly informed decisions about replanting, varietal placement, and how individual parcels are vinified. Over the following years, approximately 30% of the vineyard was replanted using massal selections, cuttings taken from the estate's own best old vines, then grafted by a specialist nursery. This preserves genetic material uniquely adapted to Figeac soils and microclimate, a slower and more expensive approach than purchasing commercial clones, but one aligned with the estate's long-term thinking. The 2021 completion of a new gravity-fed winery, the product of a multi-year, 15 million pound investment featuring 40 smaller fermentation vats, marked the most significant infrastructure upgrade in Figeac's modern history. Gravity-fed systems eliminate the need for pumping during vinification, reducing mechanical stress on the grape skins and juice, preserving aromatic finesse and tannin texture. The 2022 vintage was the first to be fully vinified in the new facility. In the cellar, individual parcels are fermented separately in temperature-controlled vessels, allowing the team to track and respond to the character of each plot before assembling the final blend. Aging takes place in French oak barrels, with 100% new oak used for the Grand Vin, a proportion that integrates, over the wine's long aging trajectory, into the structure rather than overwhelming it. Fay's philosophy on enhancement is unambiguous. Never, because that would be artificial, and goes against my work as a winemaker, which consists of finding the purest way of bottling the terroir of Chateau Figeac. The wines. Chateau Figeac produces two wines. The Grand Vin, simply labeled Chateau Figeac, is released as a Premier Grand Cru Classe A. The second wine, Petit Figeac, renamed from an earlier designation in 2012, though its history runs back to 1945, offers a lighter, more approachable expression of the estate. Average production of Petit Figeac runs around 35,000 bottles per vintage. The character of Chateau Figeac is difficult to mistake once you know it. Where Pomerol reaches for velvet richness and the Medoc's classified growths lean toward austerity and cedar, Figeac occupies a middle ground that is distinctly its own, aromatic and lifted in its youth with a core of blackcurrant, graphite, and violet, underpinned by notes of tobacco leaf and iron-laced mineral. The tannins are firm but fine-grained, the acidity vivid. A well-cellared Figeac from a serious vintage, 1964, 1982, 1998, 2010, or the most recent 2019 and 2022 modern legends, can evolve in bottle for 40 years or more. The wine also rewards the patience of context. It can close down in its youth, offering flavors that seem to flicker at the edge of focus before resolving, with age, into something crystalline. The 2019 harvest, drawn out over 4 weeks from September 13th to mid-October, captures the Fay era's approach in miniature. He waited on certain plots of Merlot for texture while picking others early for brightness, then held back for late September rains that the Cabernet vines genuinely needed. "I think I have picked the best Cabernet Franc that I have ever picked," Fay said of that year. The resulting wine is, by many accounts, breathtaking. Long overdue. The 2022 reclassification placed Figeac alongside Cheval Blanc as one of only two Premier Grand Cru Classe A estates remaining in an increasingly contested hierarchy, one from which Angelus, Aussaun, and La Gaffelière have all withdrawn or been reclassified in recent years. That Figeac held its course and let the wine make the argument is itself revealing. The promotion was based on a tasting of the vintages 2005 through 2019, a period during which the estate's quality was not merely maintained, but transformed. What Thierry Manoncourt built over six decades, a commitment to difficult Cabernet varieties, to terroir over trend, to precision over convenience, was, it turned out, building toward something. Fay and the Manoncourt family inherited that obsession and carried it forward into the cellar, the vineyard, and the glass. The Romans who first cultivated this gravel rise 2 millennia ago chose the land wisely. Figeac, unconventionally composed and singularly forged, has been making the case for it ever since,